Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining at this unusual hour today. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the Simen Shin Chav Dalet. This is page 310, Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Dalet is the Dine Hachanas Machal Behema B'Shabbos, preparing food for animals on Shabbos. As we've already seen, the way Hilcha Shabbos is arranged is not Melacha by Melacha. Rather, it's activity by activity. And you therefore have many Melachos that could be covered in one simon, and many of those malachas are covered partially in other simanim. So this is an excellent example of that. When it comes to preparing food for animals on Shabbos, one can violate lush and merakeid and bishul and matir and violations of tircha and medida, violations of rabbanon like that. So we're going to see all of those different things and more in this short simon. So let's begin. Si'if aleph im kovrinat heaven bekvarash yipal amotz la'aretz. A person should not sift straw through a coarse sieve so that the shaft falls to the ground, nor should you pick up the sieve with the straw in it so that the shaft falls to the ground, but you can lift up the straw in the coarse sieve and put it into a feeding trough, even though by definition it's going to happen on its own, that some of the shaft is going to fall on its own. That's going to be mutter because that is certainly not one's kavana in doing so. It's a violation of merakeid or something similar to merakeid when one puts it through a coarse sieve and the shaft falls out. Hateven, what is teven? What is straw? So who mashem echatchen akash b'morigin va'osin kol znaf hashibolus teven? It's when they cut the straw with heavy boards. They would run heavy boards along the straw and it would break up into pieces, and the entire stem of the stalk becomes teven, becomes straw, which is edible for an animal. Umotu mizkana shibolus ha'elyon. The motz, the shaft that we're trying to get rid of, it comes from the chopped stem, the outer part, the outer covering of the upper stem. Ve'enu roi l'machal behema. And the shaft is what's not edible for an animal. V'kovrinu so k'dei shipol ha'motz. And the reason that they would put it into a sieve is so that the motz will fall away and the animal will be left with straw to eat. That even this is asr on Shabbos, and certainly not to actually just sift grain in the normal way from whatever impurities there are, because that would actually be merakeid and you'd be chayiv. This is only a derabanan of merakeid. Nofel me'elav, and it falls on its own, derech nikve akavara, through the holes in the coarse sieve. Sif beis, lo yimdor adam sorim lasis. A person should not measure out the food that he's feeding his animal, but he can estimate a measurement. What does this mean? He shouldn't use measuring utensils, because it makes it look like he's measuring to sell. So it's a gzerim shemekach memkar. That's why we don't measure things on Shabbos except for a medida shal mitzvah. But if you have another kli that's not at all a measuring utensil, but at least you have an idea, a concept of the size of that other kli, so you can take stuff with that other kli, so you can have an idea of roughly how much food you're giving your animal. V'zeo shemesayim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch means when it says, Ela shemesha'er v'chulei, ayin bel yirab, that you can estimate, meaning by using another kli that's not a measuring utensil. Sif Gimel discusses the melacha of lush when it comes to preparing animal food. Ein govlin morsan l'behema l'tarnagolim. You're not allowed to need morsan for behema, for an animal or for chickens. So morsan is bran. Bran is something that we would call a lav bar gibel. If you recall, when we learned the malach of lush a few simanim ago, there are two types of things. There are things that are a bar gibel that form a singular mass and blend into one singular mass. Like when you mix flour with water, you don't see flour particles. It just becomes a mass of dough. And then there's a lav bar gibel, that which does not blend into a singular mass, but rather the liquid just holds it all together. So you have bran that's holding the different particles, the water rather, that's holding the different particles of bran together. That's called a lav bar gibel. So this whole sif is about that which is a lav bar gibel. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch, there are going to be 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. First day in Shulchan Aruch is you're not allowed to knead the bran for to feed a behema or to feed chickens. But you are allowed to pour water into the bran, meaning to pour water into flour. So it's a machlokas tanaim whether that is the definition of the melach of lisha, just pouring the water into the flour. Or no, the Melach of Lisha is really mixing the water with the flour. Even if you hold like the Tanaim that say the Melach of Lisha is the mixing of the water with the flour, pouring water into a bar gibel is at least asur midrabanan. But this opinion says pouring water into a lav bar gibel is totally mutter. The whole isur of Lisha is the actual mixing. So when you pour water into the lav bar gibel, it's going to be mutter. And when you then mix it, you need to do so with a shinui. So how do you do it with a shinui? You put a stick into the mixture, and instead of circling with your hand to mix it the way you normally would, you do it in a crisscross fashion. Since you're not moving it, mixing it with your hand, nor are you going in a circular motion, mutter. Umenaro mikliel kli kadeshi yasarev. Over here, umenaro means probably minaro. The other option of a shinui that you could use is just dump it from one kli into the other, and just keep dumping it back and forth, and in that way it gets mixed, but that is not a normal way to knead something. This line in Shulchan Aruch is just telling us the quantities don't matter. You could mix a bunch of morsan in one large kli and divide it into a bunch of smaller kelim and put a smaller kli in front of each behema, and it could be a korayim that you do at one time. It doesn't matter whether it's large-scale production or small-scale production. Sif katan hei mishabur, before we see the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, sif katan hei, ein govlin, afteinu bar gibel, even though this is a lav bar gibel, mikol makom gozer rabban shemiyov l'gabel kemach, you're still not allowed to need it because we're afraid that you might come to need flour, d'chayiv mishum lash, which would be a violation of lash midoraisa. V'das habi rishon medaf b'morsum chayiv mishum lash v'ayim ber alacha. However, there are many rishonim that disagree with the Rambam and hold that even a lav bar gibel is subject to lisha mida oraisa. Morsan vein chalik benim megabel harbe ma'at ma'at. When it comes to bran, it doesn't matter whether you're being megabel a lot or a little bit at a time. Avol nosim bo mayim, but you are allowed to put water into the bran. Ve'mutalitin mayim lutocha kemach boven zeh. Are you allowed to pour water into flour? Ayin tash shekosv dezeh tali b'shit saposkim. That's going to be subject to machlok saposkim. Tell la Rambam asul l'shari poskim mutter. The Rambam would say that it's usher to pour water into flour, that itself is a violation of lush, but other poskim will say that it's mutter. But that's all within this first shita in the Shulchan Aruch. But according to the second opinion that we're going to quote in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not even allowed to pour water into bran. The second opinion holds that the primary lisha is when you pour the water in, and you're not even allowed to do that into bran. Then all the more so you're not allowed to pour water into flour, right? So according to the second opinion, there's not even what to discuss. It's for sure going to be usher to pour water into the bran or to flour. According to the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, it could be that you're allowed to pour water into you're allowed to pour water into kemach, and you're definitely allowed to pour water into bran. Kivan she'eno avul memari so masabi ba'atavr nira kalosh. If you were to mix it with your hand or go in a circular motion with a spoon, that would look like lush. Afilu kor, even large scale. Vushashir zetzarchlo lechalik ufneim bosa yom haShabbos. Mishmur just points out you can do large amounts at a time, provided that you need all of that. But if you don't need all of that bran on Shabbos, then it's a tircha yaseira on Shabbos for no reason. Viter in the Shulchan Aruch now. Second opinion Shulchan Aruch. V'yesho sum litin mayim al gabi morsum de Shabbos. There are those that say you're not even allowed to pour water on the bran on Shabbos. This whole din of using a shinoi to go mix in one direction or the other, that's only if the water was already placed before Shabbos. Back in Simon Shin Chaval of Sifta Zayin, we discussed what the minig is, what the halacha is, in terms of whether we follow the first opinion or the second opinion. Mishabur will clue us in, though. So let's see. Mishabur Sifkat and Yud. V'yesh Osrim, who das balachumus v'siyata, the poskin correct. Rabbi Desir the Minasim's Maim Lchud Chayv Mishum Gibel Bekemach Morson Beifar Bekal Davar. This Yesh Osrim is the Shita of the Balachumos who paskins like the Tana Rebbe that just pouring water is the violation of Lisha, regardless of whether it's a Bar Gibel or a Lav Bar Gibel. Valkein Sark Shita of Maim Yibod Yom, and that's why there's no way out. No Shinoi, no nothing is going to help. You need to have poured the water on Erev Shabbos. And there's still going to be an Issa Drabanan to actually need it and to actually mix it. So that's why you need to employ a Shinoi if you're going to actually need it and mix it. And then the Rama told us to look back in Simon Shin Chafalif to know how we are Noheg. So says the Mishabura, I'll tell you, Ratzolomar, Deshamnis Bayer. What we say over there is, Denog in the Hachmir Kasfaris Balachuma, that we're knowing to be Machmir, like the second opinion, never to pour water into something, whether it be a bar gibel or a lav bar gibel. However, the Chayyadim says, b'shasadchak, you can ask a guy to pour water into your lav bar gibel. Sheinu yudi, tirmai mishab, si gabal ayde shinoi enal. And then you could do the gibel. V'mamayim hayu, with the shinoi. V'mamayim hayu rotchin, and if the water was very hot, asra filu alide enu yudi, laros mikli rishon mishim vashal, then even an enu yehudi would not be allowed to pour water from a kli rishon, because you wouldn't be allowed, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. You're not allowed to ask him or have him do for you the pouring water from a kli rishon, because that's going to be a violation of bishul. Eliyara enu yehudi mitchila mayim kli sheni, so he's got to first pour it into a kli sheni, v'achar kach yishpoch chamayim el morson, and then he could pour the water onto the bran. V'da, de morson nisko b'shulchan aruch hu klipas hatvua nesharis benafik sheminapnes hakemach. He says, let me just translate what morson means. It's the shell of the grain that remains in the sieve after they sift the flour. Ulinir motza no sheres be'is hadisha, as far as the chaff that comes off at the time of threshing, lo nizkar po b'shulchan aruch. That's not even mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch. V'ayin bir alach shebiarnu d'ulinir motz b'vaday yesh izor shalitir mayim ba'atzmo b'shabes l'arbi gdol yishon chayiv b'zem yishum lush. When it comes to the motz, it could be that it's a violation of lush to pour the water directly into the motz. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, we learned that you can't sift straw to get rid of the chaff because it looks like merakeid, but you're allowed to lift it in the sieve to put it into the feeding trough. And then we said in Sif Beis that you can't use measuring utensils to measure feed for animals. Sometimes people have very finicky pets and they want to measure the exact amount of food that they're giving their pets. You may not do that using any measuring utensils, but you can use other utensils to estimate the measurement. If you know how big your dog's feeding bowl is or whatever, roughly, so you can fill it up and know that you gave him a full bowl, a half a bowl, or something like that. It's not a measuring utensil. And then in Sif Gimel, we learned that the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch permits putting water into a lav bar gibel, probably not into a bar gibel, but at least into bran like a lav bar gibel, but only mixing with a shinoi. The second opinion doesn't even allow putting water into a bar gibel or a lav bar gibel. And the Mishnah says we try to be machmir for the second opinion, but if it's a shasad chak, you could ask an Einu Yehudi, as long as you make sure the Einu Yehudi is not also violating Bishul on your behalf. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'if Dalid. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.